Hi, and welcome to Write Better Now, a podcast of quick weekly writing tips meant to help you become a better writer.
We're your hosts, and I'm here with New York Times bestselling author Carrie Jones and wife extraordinaire.
And I'm here with copy editor extraordinaire Sean Farrar.
Thank you for joining us.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby girl. How's it going?
It's good. Hey, podcast listeners.
You know, that music threw me.
Boom, 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 boom.
Because it's not what I'm used to.
Dude, it's so fun.
I'm not used to this at all yet. What is this, our third one?
Yeah, man, it's our third podcast.
Of this format?
Of Write Better Now.
Write Better Now.
Whoop, whoop. All right, so this today, Write Better Now, we're going to talk about something that as a writing coach and editor, I see a lot of writers doing. And what is that, Shawnee?
Nodding.
A lot of nodding. Not when I talk to them in person, but in their actual stories.
They nod their heads?
Yeah, man. So yeah. Here's what it looks like. Sean's going to read an excerpt that's okay. Pretending from someone's story. These podcast notes are at carriejonesbooks.blog. Sometimes it's better to visually see it, so you should go check it out there too. Ready?
Yes.
Excerpt of a story that has a lot of nodding.
Sean nodded. I agree, that's a lot of nodding. Carrie nodded in affirmation. Yes, there really is. For a moment, they sat there, and then Sean smiled. You want to get it out? You want to get out of this excerpt and do the podcast, baby? Yes, Carrie nodded. I do.
So why is this bad? Well, it's bad for a couple of reasons. It's the same damn action over and over again. And I just swore, which means I'm emphatic about this.
She sure does.
So one, same damn action over and over again. Number two is the same action is really just repeating what the dialogue's already putting out there. The dialogue is already telling the reader that the character is agreeing, right?
Right.
So the cool thing is that whenever us writers revise our work, we can go back in and specifically look for those nods using find and replace and recognize them for what they are, which is a...
placeholder.
Yeah, that's right, man. Every time you see a nod, I want you to ask yourself, one...
What other... Oh, I was going to say myself. Does that nod really need to be there?
And two...
What can I replace that nod with? Can't be a shake. A more telling physical action that involves the whole body, perhaps?
Yeah, uh-huh, yeah.
The character interacting with their physical setting, perhaps?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Or just blank space,
even that
perhaps.
Works sometimes. Yeah, you want to go, usually, a little deeper into visualizing that scene with all the nods, right?
Yes.
You want to feel and embody that character's own body so that you can bring the reader into that scene, too, so they can feel the character's body in the space, right?
Yeah.
So if you think a little bit about the excerpt from earlier, you'll notice there's absolutely no setting.
We have no clue about where Carrie and Sean are, but we also have no clue about what their whole bodies are doing, what they look like, anything.
We got no clues. So let's try it again. Ready? Do you want to read the whole big excerpt?
Yeah, sure. I'll read it.
So here you go.
It's like you bought an audiobook. Sean stretched his long legs in front of him, knocking his shin against the iron support of the office desk, and put his arms behind his head. I agree, that's a lot of nodding. Carrie curled her legs under her and scooted her small velvet chair a little closer to him. Yes, there really is. For a moment they sat there, and then Sean tapped his finger against the computer screen, sniffed in the eggy smell of dog farts, and said,
it's too real.
Do you want to get out of this excerpt and do the podcast, baby? Yes, Carrie gagged, covering her mouth with her hand, cringing. Tears came to her eyes. I do.
So, different, right?
Yeah, much different.
Oh, yeah, man. We kept all the dialogue the same, but
that's real life in our office, too.
And it's a little too real. So our bodies show people how we feel, how we stand, hold our head, purse our lips, move our hands, plant our feet, slump our shoulders, wiggle an eyebrow, all communicate our...
emotional condition.
So as writers, we have to key into those body movements and the expressions so that we can have that full range of possibilities to help our readers be inside our characters' worlds.
Yeah, it works, too.
Yeah, and...
that world is about a lot more than nodding, shrugging, and shaking heads.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, it should be, or it's not going to be very interesting.
Yeah. So, like, when you go through your story and find out there's 122 nods, don't panic. Just realize that those are all, like, really cool opportunities. Why are you laughing?
Just
at
realize
me?
You've got to come up with 122 brand new words to replace those nods.
No, and don't just... and when you do brand new words... do not replace your nod with, he moved his head up and down.
Oh!
Because I will want to stab you as your editor.
That also helps build your word count, though.
That's not how you want to build your word count. They're just really just like a shrug or a shake of your head, right? Yeah. Or a smile, even. Like, those are all these things we just fall back on over and over and over again as writers, especially in our first drafts. But we don't need to be super angry at ourselves. We just need to know that everybody does it. And the point is to go and find those and then dig a little deeper.
It's just an opportunity to put in some more detail, right?
Yeah, to like, kick ass as a writer, to, you know?
Fluff your story a little.
Not fluff it, but
not fluff it in like the word count, but make it more interesting.
Yeah, you want to be there in that scene with those little baby characters.
That's right. Good there job, baby.
That's our tip for today.
No more nodding.
No more nodding.
Thanks for listening to Write Better Now. These podcasts and more writing tips are on Carrie's website, carriejonesbooks.blog. Please don't forget to like, subscribe, or share this podcast.
There's a donation button over there on my blog and lots of other content. And honest to goodness, I sound like such a mama. Honest to goodness, even a dollar inspires us to do a happy dance. So, thank you for your support. The music that you hear is made available through the Creative Commons, and
it's a bit of a shortened track from the fantastic Mr. Ruiz, and this track is Arctic Air, off the album Winter Haze, Summer Days. So that brings us, folks. You got weed themed music on our stuff, honey.
All our podcasts.
Rogue for Spleef.
Hey, and if you like this podcast,
Summer Spleef.
You can listen to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, or Carrie Does Poems, or Loving the Strange. Thanks for listening.
The other two are funny. This one's serious.
So serious.